Wow. That certainly is not all right in my books, not at all. Hi, James from Ingvid. Seems in America, 100 years after everyone else, Alabama voters get another chance to dump segregation. That is not all right. You're probably going to wonder, chance to dump segregation? What is this? Okay, don't need to know that, but what we have to work on today is all right. What is all right? This certainly is not all right. Anyway, let's go to the board. When we're looking at all right, what does that mean? Well, all means complete. Everything. Right means correct. That situation is not all right. And if you put the words together, all right means completely right or completely correct. And that's what we've got here. And why am I talking about it? Well, many people who are starting out with English, they do kind of like a pidgin English. They put things together and it's acceptable. Now, in speech, a lot of these things you can get away with because, well, you're talking. Nobody can see what you're doing. But as soon as you put it to paper, we get to see exactly where you are in your vocabulary or your grammar or your syntax. I want to help you fix a mistake that even Canadians or Americans or British people do, because something has come into our language and it's acceptable in one area, but it is not acceptable in another. And they may not even be able to help you. So let me slow down a little bit, getting tongue-tied. Tongue-tied, it means your tongue is moving too fast, so you start making mistakes. And we're going to go to the board. Let's see what's all right to write, okay? All right. You'll notice already, Mr. E is here with me saying which one is correct. One is in red and one is in blue. I'm sure you can figure out which one is correct, but let's just pretend and play along anyway. Here, I'm off the board, but look. Acceptable for all forms of writing. It's acceptable because it is the full form. Everybody accepts this form, whether it's formal writing, informal writing, or dialogues for plays or for books and movies. Okay? What does it mean? Here, well, it's acceptable because it's acceptable. Acceptable or adequate, that's what it means. Remember I said completely right? Well, in this case, what we're saying is, it's completely right. There is nothing wrong. I have no complaints. I am not upset about anything. The room looked all right in the magazine. I have no complaints. It is okay. It is adequate, acceptable. The second meaning for all right, seeming to be the same, seeming means kind of or looks like, but not the same, is permissible. Yes, it's a nice long permissible, long word. What does it mean? It means you are allowed to. The first one, acceptable, means it's okay for me. The second is someone is saying you have the power to do something. You're allowed to do it. Permissible. Is drinking permissible in Canada under 19? No. It has nothing to do with acceptable. You're not allowed to do it. Okay? Cool. Is it all right to come in? Well, just imagine I'm a lady getting changed. And you knock on the door. I'll go, hello. Is it all right if I come in? Is it permissible? Do I have permission?
Yes.
Okay, great. So now you know the difference, and that's what all right means in this form. Now, what came into our language recently, I don't really know exactly when, so I'm not going to lie to you, because that wouldn't be all right, was another version of it, very similar, but you'd find it more in magazines or comics, or books or dialogue. Dialogue is when someone is speaking. So in the book, when someone says, Mr. E said, it's all right if you help me. That's like dialogue. You'll see quotation marks, quotes. So if you look over here, you'll notice I have quotes, right? And that tells me someone is speaking. So it's acceptable to use it in this form, okay? So don't use it on a formal essay. You'll get in trouble, right? Your teacher will say you have to write it the correct way. But for dialogue, it's okay. So notice, not for formal writing. Used for dialogue. Now, here's another small mistake. A free lesson for you, okay? You came for one, I give you free. It's a deal today, 2 for 1. Students often write okay like this. Not on formal papers. When we use it in dialogue, okay means, sorry, all right means okay, right? For instance, you are sitting there watching the game. You know you like the game, you're eating some chips or some chili, whatever you're doing, watching the game. Your girlfriend comes in.
James! James! The sink is broken again! Are you gonna fix it?
You're trying to watch the game.
James!
Oh, okay. All right. All right. I'll fix it. All right. In this case, I'm saying, okay, okay. It's not that it's acceptable. See, that's over here. It's not permissible. I'm using it as, you know, common language, say, okay, okay, okay. So all right here means okay. Now, what about the other one? Well, in this case, they're similar to acceptable and satisfactory, but satisfactory means, you know, yeah, almost the same. Almost the same. But just this meaning here. And you'll see it once again when people will go, does my butt, bottom, buttocks, it's down here. It's not that big, but you can look. Look okay in my jeans. Well, you be the judge. No, not today. Another day. Okay? But in that case, I'm saying, is it satisfactory or is it kind of acceptable? So in this case, they're similar. But you'll notice what the differences are. Yeah? Well, all right. Okay, in this case. I think we've done our lesson well enough. A quick overview to make sure we've learned what we've learned. All right, written like this in red, danger, means not for formal writing. But if you're writing in a book and you use quotes for dialogue, you can use it. And it means okay or satisfactory. Okay? All right. Now, if you want to use it formally, all right? See, I said it again. All right, we go here and we want to talk about it. For all forms of writing, it doesn't matter. You'll be okay. You can use it for the word acceptable and you can use it for the word permissible or that understanding. Good. Now we've got that. I've got to get going, but before I do, let me entertain you with www.ing as in English, all right, vid as in video.com. I'd like you to go there and pick up some of our other lessons. They're all right, I think. See you.